So one of the most unique things that we can do as players is to actually give ourselves this compliment when we make mistakes. And, you know, Peter, I know you're at a high level with how you're approaching your mental game. Your IQ is super high right now. That's why you've transformed this past year that we worked together. I mean, I've been teaching these concepts for years to people, and they don't have the growth that you've had because of the way you approach it. And you were telling me that sometimes now you miss shots and you actually tell yourself how amazing you feel. That's pretty strange. I mean, most people are going to berate themselves, judge themselves, but you're doing something completely different.
Yeah, I think some of it goes back to the intention. So if I'm saying I'm going to hit out on my backhand, I'm going to hit the two-hander early in a match, if I hit out, it's the right shot to hit. It's a little bit longer, it goes in the net. I compliment myself because I'm sticking to my intentions, because I know that a pattern that I don't want to have is to be slicing or just lobbing or playing it safe. So the fact that I've stuck to my guns and I've been more courageous, ultimately, I compliment myself. Keep doing that. It's going to go in. Don't worry about it. And that helps get me in the right train of thought. And it's the same thing, too. If I miss an easy forehand, I'll remind myself that my lead-up play was excellent. And if my lead-up play is that good, which was five shots, the fact that I didn't finish just shows maybe I'm going for it too much. I'll make that adjustment next time.
Yeah.
It's looking at the whole point sometimes, too. Yeah. It's more holistic.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And again, it's just this really advanced, mature way of looking at things, is that we can miss shots and actually say, wow, that was amazing that I missed, because I learned something, because I stuck to my guns, I stuck to my intentions. So I'm actually winning. I'm winning this game. Whether the scoreboard says I won at the end, I am winning my process. I am winning by practicing doing this concept.
Yeah, definitely. I've won matches that I lost three or four games in a row because in the beginning I was sticking to intentions. But the way I was able to play myself into the match and the way I stayed calm, even if I'm a few games down, it's something that's really helped me win a lot of matches where I've been down a lot of games now because of that very reason. I'm not getting into a negative state, even if the scoreboard looks quite bad.
Yeah, and a lot of players out there that in the survey, they've responded and they said, I always play bad in matches. I get so tight and nervous. They're on that downward spiral of thinking, and they're not complimenting themselves when they make mistakes. I mean, honestly, you could probably compliment yourself on any shot you miss, even if it's the worst shot in the world. You could probably find one thing that's decent about a shot, or one thing to do the next time. If you hit a backhand in the bottom of the net, you could probably say, well, clear the net next time. You gave yourself a shot on that one, you just mishit it, but hey, you'll get better the next time. You're essentially complimenting yourself. You're being your own best friend. It's so important to get to the next level by doing that.